success. Paddington's been saving his bun money for ages, and he'll be most upset if it doesn't live up to his expectations. As Paddington clambered aboard and they set off, Mr. Brown held up a leaflet. "Listen, everybody," he called. "First of all, we go past Santa's winter garden." "I think I prefer Mrs. Bird's window box," said Paddington. The Browns exchanged anxious glances. It didn't seem a very good start to the outing. "How about this one, then?" continued Mr. Brown, as they turned a corner. "It's the stable where Santa keeps his reindeer." Paddington didn't say anything. From where he was sitting, it looked more like a dog kennel, and the only reindeer he could see was a plastic one that had fallen over in the snow. Next, Mr. Brown pointed to a very tall tower with a flashing light at the top. "That's the lighthouse at the North Pole," he said. "It's there to make sure Santa arrives back home safe and sound after he's delivered all his presents." Paddington gave it a hard stare. "I think there must be a wire loose."